Blog Talk Radio.
And here we are again on this Monday, the 11th month and the 19th day. And we got Thanksgiving coming this weekend. I know y'all going to be thankful and doing your thing. But right now, we're going to try to have some fun. It seems like we always do every Monday. And I know my boy is on the line. So what you got to say for me there, brother?
What's happening, black man?
Hey, you know, another black man trying to make it. That's it. How you doing?
Man, like, my ass just logged on to Facebook, and I'm cracking up at, you know, some of the stuff going down on, you know, so, you know, I was like, for real? Wow.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're going to talk about that shit today, because I definitely just spoke to Cotton. She's going to be on the line here in a minute. But, I just don't understand, why do these women, and that's a good subject, one of the subjects we're going to talk about this evening, if we're supposed to have three people coming on this evening that were going to be authors that's going to be coming on. If they, you know, if they don't show up, then we'll definitely be talking about this because it just intrigues me. It just baffles me that the people that don't have security in their men, okay, like her man probably had this poem on his Facebook. Instead of her getting on his ass, she goes on after the person who wrote it, and it had nothing to do with her at all. So, I mean, it just fucks me up when I hear that shit. So, you know, it really does. And if anybody wants to comment on that, the number is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio, and this is Grown Folks Radio, and that's what we do. We do it like that on this show, and we talk all the shit we want to do. So, but we got a call. Let me see if this is one of our authors that's coming in. Area code 513. State your name, where you calling from.
This is Romeo DiNatti. I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio.
So you just want to listen to that voice you got there, brother? All right. Well, we're glad to have you listening, and we don't want you to hang up. We are going to have subject matter that's going to be discussed, and if we don't get the authors that were scheduled to be here on the interview, we won't disappoint you, so just stick around. All right, appreciate you. All right, so we're going to keep going. Yeah, DV, I just don't get it, man. I mean, why do they think that it's directed to them? Is their security that deep or that weak that they feel like their man is being approached and they don't know how to control him, they can't stop it, he's getting into it, his dick's getting hard or whatever? I don't know. What's the problem?
Man, who knows? You know, there are some women that are just innately jealous. And you know, if any woman sends a poem or a picture with a poem, all of a sudden it's a threat. You know, if this is really that serious, maybe you should just ask your man to cut off his Facebook account, or better yet, you know what I'm saying? Y'all just get a Facebook account together. From what I hear, Facebook doing couple pages now. So just get a couple's page, you know, and do it like that.
You know, what's getting me, though, is what makes her think that it's directed to him? I mean, she did not say a name. She did not focus anything on him. There was no provocative pictures. There was nothing that was directed toward this guy. She just felt like it was for her or her man.
Yeah, especially the fact that it's directed at 30 other people. You know, clearly it was specifically for her man. You know, so, I mean, you know, damn all those other 36 people that was on there. It was your man she was talking to, so... You know, some people, you know, they just never get that jealousy bug out their head.
So do you have that issue, you being an author or writing erotica and those type of books? Do you ever have issues with men telling you that their wife gave them some pussy because you wrote a book and they're mad at you because of it? I mean, do you get that?
Man, I ain't never heard of shit like that in my life. If anything, they be like, thank you, brother. Thank you,
I know.
Thank you. And, you know,
I'm telling
you. Appreciate hearing that. You appreciate hearing that more often than you hear the women saying thank you, because it's kind of like the cause and effect. You know, women, you know, women ain't going to tell you, you know, I gave my husband, you know, 4 or 5 hours of good pussy. You know, they're not going to say that. But what they will say is, yeah, you know, I really appreciate your book. Dudes, on the other hand, be like, my man. You know, they'll come out of the blue and tell you, like, damn. You know,
well, I tell you what, I had a female friend that came to me. She told me that she got pregnant from reading the book with her, and you know, I guess she got with her husband. It got her so hot that she they're having a baby that they weren't expecting, but they're happy about it. So I mean, she actually came in and told me we're pregnant, and thanks to you, it's happening because of you and your books. And I, you know, I couldn't do nothing but laugh, because it lets me know that what I'm doing is you know, the objective I'm trying to bring. And I know you the same way. The objective you're trying to bring in with you when you write erotica or whatever, you want people to be able to get into it, and to that matter, where they either see themselves in it or they want to do what's there, or they're watching someone do it in their mind. So it's the effect that you want.
But, you know, sometimes writing seems like a thankless job. You know, there are people out there enjoy it, but when nobody tells you that they enjoy it, it's just kind of like, well, at least you enjoy it, you know.
Right.
At least me being the author, I enjoy it. But when people come up to you and they bare their souls and they tell you how much it meant to them, it's just like your whole world changes. It's like, you know, you can't even believe that people are telling you these things, because, you know, that's stuff that they tell, you know, movie stars and that's the thing that they tell musicians. So it's kind of like, you know, it lifts your spirit. It makes you feel like you're contributing to something bigger than yourself.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say this to those that are listening. If any of this, what we're talking about on here, is offending you or any kind of way, then you need to get your ass off and don't listen. But if you like it, then you can go ahead and listen to what we're doing, because that's what we do on Word Sex Radio, and we bring that kind of thing to you. So let me see who we got right here. We got a number that just came in. It's a 757 number. We're going to see if this is one of our guests. State your name and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hello. Speak with, please.
Can you hear me?
I can. State your name and where you're calling from.
Okay. How you doing, Red Snapper? My name is Raylan Sky, and no, I'm not one of your guests tonight, but I'm tuning in.
Okay. Well, you know, we always like when we got some sexy women to tune in and listen and bring us their voices and all that. So, you know, we're going to be talking shit like we always do. That's not going to offend you, is it? Because, you know, some people can't handle Word Sex Radio.
Well, this is my first time tuning in to Word Sexy Radio, but I have some thick skin, and you probably ain't going to say anything that I haven't already heard. So,
I'm sure. Definitely. I'm sure you've heard what we're talking about.
I just called in, so I didn't hear the beginning of it. What exactly is the discussion topic?
Well, we haven't gotten to a discussion, but something that did happen on Facebook we just wanted to address, and maybe we can get, since you're here, a woman's perspective on it. If you had a poet that was writing poetry to no one in particular, and she just happened to put it out, and your man was part of her friend some kind of way, and the poem got to her, you know, from her to him, and he read it, and I guess you saw it. You didn't like what was there because it was getting his ass hot or whatever the fuck, and it didn't get, you know, it wasn't from you. Would you be pissed? Because we got women on here talking about don't tag my man and all this shit, and it wasn't even directed to her man.
No, actually, myself personally, I wouldn't be pissed, but you know what? I think that couples just shouldn't be friends on Facebook. That's just my honest opinion,
right?
Because for whatever reason, they just can't handle it, and it's just words on a social internet site, and I've heard of people breaking up, people divorcing, you know, over the littlest things, but people just
insecurities.
Insecurities, yeah. Of course, that's the main thing.
You know, I agree with you there. Go ahead, Dee Dee.
No, I mean, that's okay. I'm not going to say that they shouldn't be friends, but if there is no sense of security in that relationship, why even allow the other person to have a Facebook account? Because you're looking for them to get in trouble. You know what I'm saying? You cruising their page. You seeing who they talk to. If it's that serious, if it ever gets to be that serious, you should never, you know what I mean, you should communicate with that person. I don't want you to have a Facebook account. Or, you know, I don't want you talking. Huh?
That's the word he said. He said he did. That is what I heard.
Yeah. Okay.
That's
it. Both folks, right?
So yeah, you heard the right word, allow. Now let me say this real quick before you get into his ass. My thing is this. I've been through this kind of thing before in a relationship where, you know, I'm the provocative guy. I write erotic fiction and I do the things I do as Red Snapper. But, you know, when I'm not Red Snapper and I am not playing the role of this character that you're hearing right now, because people got to understand, there are authors, there are people, they're just like actors. You know, we do things to sell our product and those kind of things. Now, if you can't decipher between the two, I agree with you that there should not be accounts together, or you shouldn't be trying to get into that. You can't handle that. But my thing is if you knew it was there before and that's what attracted you, what makes you think it's going to stop just because you're with that person now? Cotton, you're here now. Can you get in on this? We're talking about the subject of the day. You writing goddamn poetry and fucking up everybody's marriages. Tell us about it.
Oh, my God. It's poetry. That's the thing. The comment that the lady left just did, I don't know these people. Like, I don't know them personally, so I don't go and check men's status and say, oh, well, let me see who's married and who's not. I'm not doing that. I got 2,000 people on there. Nobody's doing that. So, but if you know I'm a poet, what does it matter? She knew, and when her comment, she clearly stated that sometimes my poetry is nice and sweet, and sometimes, well, it's, I didn't say anything provocative in there. I didn't say anything vulgar in what I wrote, and I didn't name him specifically.
Well, let me read what she wrote, because I got it right here in front of me. She said, some of your poetry on Facebook is nice, sweet, and then some. However, this particular message and those like it don't need to be sent to married men. Who the fuck knows who's married? I appreciate it if you would not include or associate my husband, Anthony Portis. And she put his fucking name out there. Yeah, Anthony Portis in this. I'm sorry, I just put his goddamn name out there. Damn. It is very disrespectful to me and mine. Thank you. Well, bitch, I mean, I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that. Lady, you need to get with your man and find out what's going on, because we don't write to particular people.
Let me tell you who Anthony Portis is. Anthony Portis is a comedian. I know who he is. So when she said his name, I said, oh, I know who he is. I've seen him do some stand-up comedy, and he kind of flopped the first time. He let the crowd discourage him from doing what he came to do. So we didn't even get to finish watching him. So I know who he is, but I don't know him personally. Like, I've never had a conversation with the man. I don't know him. I've never had Facebook copies. None of that. I don't know this man.
Right. Well, I'm sorry if I said bitch. It just got to me for a minute. I'm sorry. But let me check out this number right quick before we go any further. This might be one of our guests. We're supposed to have three authors come on this evening, and we want to get their perspective as well. And we also have, what is the young lady's name again? That was on the line. We still have you here. What's her name again?
Raven.
Raven is here.
Hey,
okay,
Raven.
Well, we have Ms. Raven. Raven's an author. Aren't you an author?
Yes, sir.
Okay, baby, you stay on the line. Hold on just a second. Let me see what this 937, Maria. State your name and where you're calling from. 937, state your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, this is Carla Howard Daniels, Sugar Brown, calling from Springfield, Ohio.
Well, how are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm loving it.
We're doing just fine. Are you here to? Because you know I usually have a list of who's supposed to be on the damn show, and I do. I just don't have it up right now. I know Meeks is one of them, Arthur Meeks, and we got Nick and Michelle supposed to be here this evening too as well. And I was waiting on her to come on, but the third author I'm not sure. So anyway, we got y'all. We'll interview y'all. But anyway, the subject matter that we're speaking of right now, and I want you to comment on if you don't mind, is. Now, are you an author in your own right or a poet yourself?
Yes, I am. Both.
Okay, do you post, and I'm going to have Cotton, because I know she's going to get in on this. Do you post poetry on Facebook?
Yes, I do.
Do you get flocked from other people's whatever significant other or whatever the hell they are, and they tell you don't be writing erotic to their man because the shit's too hot?
I wouldn't even know how I would handle that, but no, I haven't had that situation come up. I feel like I have the freedom to write as I feel. If they don't like it or they feel it's directed to them, you know, I feel that that's their problem, not anything to be addressed with me. I have creative rights. I'm going to write what I want to write.
I mean, how are you going to say, I appreciate it if you don't write this to my man? That was 38 goddamn people on the list. Who the fuck knew? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I write books. Okay, so what are we going to do? I write erotic fiction novels. What am I going to do? Say, okay, if you're married, don't buy this book. Or if you got a relationship that's fucked up, don't. I mean, what am I supposed to do?
Like I told her in the comments, I said, you could have easily have just untagged your husband since you're on his page. You could have, instead of making this, it took you more time to write this comment than it would have to just untag him from the message altogether.
Why make yourself because
you want to be seen or you want to be heard? And if she still felt that way, she could have sent me a private message and said, hey, could you just not, but you needed to be heard on the whole line.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you what I think.
No women were tagging that for a reason.
Well, right, and let me say this, and I'm going to let y'all go ahead and comment. My thing is this. If you're that weak, you know, I just don't understand. I mean, if you have control, or it's not controlling that person, but if you're in control of the relationship, you guys together, and y'all have a connection that you know is there and truly there between the two of you, and you trust each other, then what are you worried about somebody saying some words that's going to change a man unless he's around there jacking his dick and shit? Oh, this poem was fucked up. I love it. You know, I mean, what's the problem? I don't get it. Anybody want to comment on that?
The crazy thing is that he didn't even comment on it. He didn't even say anything.
Well, okay. Well, I understand
that's
that.
Crazy.
We're trying to get the chat room. The chat room is okay. I see some people speaking in the chat room now. At first, it was a little problem there, but the chat room is up for those who have the link. If you don't, go to Word Sexy Radio on Facebook, and you'll be able to get that link. There was a question that was said, or it's not a question, a comment. It says, it wouldn't let me come in at first. Now I'm here. Okay, well, baby, you are here, and we know who you are. I'm not going to say your name because she always brings great questions. Now, Miss Sky, and none of you, nobody's had this problem, because the only person I know that really has this problem seems to be Cotton. I mean, I know all these other calls and shit, so why the fuck is it you that always had a problem? I mean, I've been knowing you, how many years, Cotton? I've been knowing you several years. And this shit has been going on since day fucking one. I don't get it. What's the problem? I mean,
it does.
This wasn't even some of your deepest shit. You know, it just, I don't get it.
Oh,
I mean, can you
wait. Hey, Red, she responded.
Yes.
She responded.
She responded to what I said? She responded to, you know, she basically responded to
Adam's post, to your post, so yeah, I'm just letting you know.
Okay, here we go. No women were tagged for a reason. Well, I suggest if you want to ever be more than just an amateur, that you realize more women frequent poetry shows than men. So keep soliciting those already taken, and I highly doubt you will find more than horny, lonely perverts interested. And even that clientele, poor are they likely to pay
just,
for a show when they can't get a milk for free? What the fuck? Oh,
just,
I see what's going on.
She just called all the men that I tagged horny, horny perverts.
And she called me that.
Ding, ding, ding,
okay,
ding.
Now, okay, so let me show you this.
Bitch,
you are fucked up, bitch. Call in, goddammit. I'm going to put the number on here. I want you to call in so we can talk shit to your ass because, you know, you can't handle your man, and you think that, okay, all right. Look, I'm putting the number right here. Call in
but
right
I'm
now.
But sure, if there's an issue in my relationship, I'm not addressing the woman. That's a poem. It's not personal. So why are you taking it personal? Because y'all have issues in your relationship, and you
right.
want to blame somebody for your problem right now. So I'm it. I'm always the target girl.
But you know something? We said something earlier that made this even more interesting. You said he's a comedian, so he already has a groupie base. So she's
right.
already going through some bullshit because he's got groupies that's chasing after his ass. He's making them laugh. Now she's insecure there, and then here you come with all this goddamn erotic shit, and it ain't even a fucking erotic. I read the damn poem. It's sweet. It's nice, but it ain't your hardest shit, and it fucked her up. What do we do?
Yeah, it's something wrong with her.
Well, I'll put the number out, and I hope she calls in because I want her to discuss it with you like a woman.
Yeah,
that
would be good instead of commenting on a post that wasn't for her.
I want to know why she called me and DZ perverts. Like we got to go buy pussy, even though when we take bitches out, we do buy pussy. But anyway,
she called all the men perverts that are on there. Anybody that likes it or said something, they're all perverts now.
Well, she said it. I mean, I'm reading the words right here. No women were tagged for a reason.
But she's saying
that you should be writing to women. Okay, here, we got another number here. Let me see who this caller is. 773 area code. State your name and where you're calling from.
This is Mary Rogers. I'm calling in to listen to the show. Sorry I'm late.
Mary. We thank you for calling in, and hopefully you can get into what we're talking about. So I'm going to put you back on mute. But if you got a question, please let us know, okay?
Okay.
Not a problem. Okay, here we go. So here we got more going on. Let's get ready to rumble with what DV has put out there. And we're ready to rumble with this shit. I mean, we was going to interview some people, but damn, this is more intriguing to me than, you know, than the interview folks who haven't called in anyway. All right, so I just don't understand it. How do we control people that have issues like this? We don't.
I'm gonna tell you how I control people. That when they do that on my page, because it's disrespectful to me, not just to me, but to the people that are on my, I block people like that, and I remove them from my page because they have no significance. I bet you she ain't never bought a book.
Well, you know
she
hasn't.
I bet you she ain't never been to none of my shows. So she has no significance in my life except to come on and make negative comments like that.
Well, another reason is the demographic as well. The demographic is you're both in fucking California.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You know, I get them from all over. They do it all the time. I get them from Kansas.
Right, right.
They could be in New York. I'm like, do you know where I live? I don't know your husband. I don't know your man. I don't know him.
Damn.
Clearly, they don't know him either. Because
they don't know him either.
But that's what I'm saying.
Apparently not.
If you really
may have to go with that.
I mean, let's be honest.
Go ahead.
Let's be honest. If you're really a woman about yours, there's no reason for you to attack another woman who just posted a poll. You know what I'm saying? How trivial is that? Think about how simple you must be to attack a woman who wrote a poem and you automatically assume that it's specifically directed to your man, even though it's tagged by 37 other people. I mean, grow up. I mean, when are you going to grow up?
Well,
that's the kind of stuff you do when you're learning your relationship. After you turn a certain age, you don't need to do that anymore.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now what's going on. The show is burning up this evening because the goddamn switchboard is, like, glowing. We got area code number 310. State your name and where you're calling from. Do you have a statement, a comment, or anything that you want to say? If you're just listening, please don't hang up. Okay, they have nothing to say. We'll just let them be quiet. All right, let's go ahead and continue on with this because, you know, I mean, it's interesting to me because Cotton seems to be the only poet that I know, the soft-spoken poet that fucks motherfuckers up. I just don't, I mean, I've heard the Punani poets. I've heard all kinds of poets that do things. I've even heard some of these spoken word poets that sing their shit, you know, and it doesn't do the same things that you seem to do with a few words that didn't even have anything about sex in it. All you said was you had on your boy shorts.
It didn't have any sexual content in it.
All you said you wanted to do was have your little sports shorts. Why don't you just read the poem and you tell people, let's see what people think.
I don't have the poem in front of you. I wrote it.
Well, I can't read it. I'm not going to read it as good as you, but you want to go ahead and read it? I can. Okay.
You can read it.
Yeah. I took a moment from my day to think of you. I'm hoping you thought of me to sew as I slip on my red boy shorts and white T-shirt legs, wearing only scented lotion hair pulled back in a ponytail. No makeup, curled up on the couch, ready to relax. I thought about you. How you kiss the way you hold me, close your touch from the tip of your fingertips, which adds a twitching to my toes. I will sit here by the fireplace in a quiet of my own thoughts for the rest of the evening with a smile on my face and wish you were right here next to me, softly spoken. Okay, that is kind of sexual.
I was listening to satellite radio, right? You know, they play all the uncut versions. So I'm listening to songs, Give Me That Pussy. So am I to say that because he wrote that song and maybe he's trying to get it out there, he tagged a few people along the way trying to get it out there, that clearly he was speaking to some, like, let's say your wife, let's say you married. Clearly this man is speaking to the wife. So you need to write his ass a letter right now and let him know that he should stop talking to your wife like that.
Yeah, you know, I need to go write Cash Money Millionaires. When they had that song, Back That Ass, though, I mean, I guess I got fucked up when that song came out because they was talking about every woman I know and she was backing asses up.
Because your girlfriend got ass, they must have been directing that song to your girl. So you need to write them a hate letter.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, I like the way you responded back, and then she was strong enough to even come back with this. But the thing is she dogged every man or every person that was tagged on this for liking your seductive words.
Right, because she's disrespectful, and disrespectful people get removed from my page because that's disrespectful for you to come on my page to say anything. You could have privately have sent me a message and said, hey, Titan, I love what you do, blah, 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 but can you not tag my husband in what you do? And I would have said, no problem. But you came
did
on
you, did you tag him? Did you tag him?
Yeah, I tagged him.
Okay,
yeah,
so you know this motherfucker. You know him, but
that's why I said I know him. I know of him because I seen him perform like 3 years ago.
Groupies.
3 years ago
groupies.
Was the last time. You know what I'm saying? I don't know this man. I don't know him, and I don't appreciate her coming on my women need to stop trying to address other women, because all she does, all she's doing is creating an issue to where if I ever see her, we're going to have a problem. Because
what's
he does
the chat room
shows,
right now?
Because he does shows regularly in Sacramento.
Okay, the chat room is saying this. This is a statement from the chat room. It wasn't sexual. It made her feel uncomfortable because it was real to her. She envisioned that it was worded to her man, and knowing him, she knew he would like it, and therefore felt intimidated. And then somebody said she's white.
But she should
have
been
white. She got some nigga blood.
What she should have been envisioning that it was her sitting on the couch and feeling him feeling that way about her instead of thinking that it's me.
Maybe she envisioned you and shit, and she wanted to be with you, and it fucked her up because her husband said you should do that shit. I don't know. You know, I mean, I don't know.
It still didn't. You know, we're missing a major point here. It still didn't give her the right to attack another woman. Period.
Or any other people that are
She could have been a woman about it and instant message Kylie and said, look, you know, I appreciate if you stop sending this to my husband. Problem solved.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It was
problem solved.
She decided she wanted to be stupid about it. And then when someone called her out about being ignorant, then she wanted to get more ignorant.
Right.
So, DV, do you not tag married women in your with stuff that you do about your books and all that? Do you keep that to yourself?
But men don't do stuff like that. Only women, because women are constantly trying to think that they control every aspect of what a man is doing all the time.
So you think if she was a chocolate woman that she would have this problem? Because somebody says she's white. I think she's mixed. I'm thinking
if the roles were reversed, and if the roles were reversed, and those were a bunch of women, and it was a man, men wouldn't care. Yeah, that's just some shit. You coming home with me tonight?
Right.
So
the chat room is also saying this. My question to confirm her ethnicity is because she would feel challenged because he is a black man and Cotton is a beautiful black woman, so she may already feel outcast. Race doesn't matter. Her ignorance is due to her being ignorant, and that's from Mr. Hint. And that is coming from Mr. Hint, so we're gonna leave that like that is. But if anybody has any questions or any comments, please call in. The number is 347-215-8539. It's Word Sexy Radio, and this is Grown Folks Radio. If you didn't know it, you should know it by now, because we talk what the fuck we want to on this show. All right, so we got some more people, and I see other numbers, but most of these are just people that's listening, and we thank you for supporting us. I know we get wild and get crazy on you, but we do talk real shit, and I know we cuss a lot, and hopefully we're not offending you, but, you know, it's just what it is. We're real people, and we talk about real things that are going on in relationships, and we didn't plan this. This is just something that happened, you know, and it just so happens that this is an insecure woman who is in a groupie world, because her man is out there in the entertainment business, and she can't handle it for that reason, and then I guess she could be. We'll say she's white. Since she looks white, we'll say she's white. She can't handle that. She's probably got a big problem. Everybody's looking at her anyway because she's with a black man, because he's burnt the fuck up, and she's light as I don't know what. So she probably gets these looks anyway. They probably have a child together or something, and everybody's looking at them. And then this on top of it, some black woman who is fine as a motherfucker writes some shit that wasn't directed at her or him, but she felt threatened. So I just want to know, I mean, and we can talk this for 2 hours. We don't have to, because we want to get into something that's got more substance to it. But I just really want to know, what was wrong with that? I just don't get it. I mean, we read the poem, and it was sensuous, but, I mean, it wasn't as nasty and raw as she could be.
It wasn't.
You know,
it was. I've said some things a little bit more sensual than that. You know, so
yeah.
And as a matter of fact, he was standing in front of me. The day that when he performed, he was standing in front of me when I did that very sensual poem. I don't remember her saying anything then.
She probably did. She
wasn't
saying nothing to you.
She was really,
she
yeah, exactly, and that's how she should have kept it. She shouldn't have never said nothing to me.
Okay, well, we're going to get off that for a second. We may come back, though, because I like shit like this. So, but since we got Raven Sky, we got Raven Sky here. And who's the other author that we have on on here right now? Because I have you both. Just state your names, both of you. Raven and who else? Because there's another lady here that does poetry. Are you still here?
Carla? Yeah, I'm still here.
And what's your name, sweetheart?
Carla Howard Daniels. I go by Sugar Brown.
Sugar Brown.
Sugar
Don't
Brown.
Be saying the real
hey,
now.
Sugar Brown.
Hey, look,
hey.
If you Sugar Brown, you got to be Sugar Brown on the show. You can't be Carla Howard and Sugar Brown. Be one of them,
well,
baby. We want you to be that RJ.
We want
you to be
Sugar Brown. We want to see Sugar Brown. Let's bring Sugar Brown out.
Okay, who's all on here married, first of all? Anybody in a relationship? Because we're going to talk shit right now. Anybody in a relationship?
Yeah,
I want your man or your woman that's listening and then start getting on your ass because red brings it, okay? And I'm going to bring this shit. So, DB, did you have a subject for tonight? Because I know that if you don't, we definitely have one.
All right. No. All right, there you go. Yeah.
Okay, there's no subject for this again. So, Cotton, didn't you say that you had something that you wanted to address this evening?
Yeah, I wanted to. Okay, don't think ill of me, okay? But I want to know.
Well, think about it for a minute, because since we got Raymond here and everything,
no,
I'm going to go ahead and speak
no,
to these
I,
two
I
ladies.
No, I got it. I got the topic. I just don't want you to be flipping out when I say what I'm going to say.
No, you said, how are you going to flip me the fuck out? Is it about me?
No.
If it's about, if it ain't about me, how am I going to flip the fuck out?
Okay.
You know, anything goes on this show, but before you go there, I want to let these ladies go ahead and kind of say something about themselves since they're here and they came on the show. Raven, you start first, and then Miss, I don't want to say, but you say your name is Brown Sugar. What did you say your name was, baby?
Sugar Brown.
There you go, Sugar Brown. Okay,
Sugar Brown.
I like that. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to let you ladies go ahead and kind of mention about yourselves and what you're doing, and then we're going to go ahead and get into the subject matter. So go ahead.
Okay, I guess I will go ahead and start it off. I'm an author, like I stated before. I currently have 5 titles out. Three of them kind of are grouped together, the Rumble series, the Pen Pal series, and a spinoff of one of my characters from the book is Cut and Curl. I'm an avid reader first. That is just my absolute passion. Urban Lit is my baby, but I read just about everything. I like all time. And I have been hearing through the grapevine about this show. And every time that I said that I was going to call in or listen to it, I would always forget, but I reminded myself this time. Actually, I put it on my calendar. So
what did you hear about us?
You want me to be honest?
I want you to be honest. Talk shit.
That y'all was off the chain up in here.
And we are.
Okay, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Do you?
So do you think that you would be interested? I mean, do I have you scheduled? Since you're here, you know, we're glad that you're here, and we're glad the interest was struck, and we're glad that the people are out there actually hearing about Word of Sex, because we do have a lot of folks that come through, and we've had a lot of people that, you know, we bring all kinds of stuff here. It's not just erotica. We do poetry. We do urban lit. We do it all. So, you know, if you feel like you got something to say, and only thing we ask is that you got to be published. We don't want you coming over here and you ain't got shit out there and you just trying to make it and shit. We want you to make it, but we want you to have some substance, you know what I'm saying? And if you got garbage, we're going to let you know, because that's what we do on this show. If it's fucked up, we're going to tell you. If it's good, we're going to tell you. We're only doing that because we want to help you. You know, it's not to hurt anyone. So
understandable. I mean, anybody that's a thing out there, whether it's a newspaper article, a book, whatever, you know, you have to be open for any kind of feedback. But actually, you know, I called in because I like thought-provoking conversation. I like grown folk conversation. For me, it's not always about promotion. You know, I just like to let my weed down sometimes and just chill and just talk.
Okay, we're going to have to look and see what you look like with this weed and shit. Okay. All right, well, thank you for coming on. So, Sugar Brown, baby, Sugar Brown.
Yeah.
Come on, bring it, baby, bring it.
Okay, well, I'm an author, poetry book. I have a book out called Sugar Kiss that was released in April of this year, and I'm about 30 copies away from selling out.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get in between. Do you know what that means? I'm sorry. Okay. Go ahead, go ahead. I'm sorry, Lee. Go ahead. You got the poetry.
So, yeah, I have a poetry book out called Sugar Kiss. And like I said, it came out in April. And actually, sensual and erotic poetry is a fairly new genre for me. So,
Say that genre again, because you know we're gonna be on it. What's the genre again?
Well, urban poetry is my original genre, but erotic and sensual poetry is kind of new for me, so I'm just kind of filling
the way out.
Sensual
poetry? Sensual or sensuous? Sensual, okay.
Sensuous, yes.
Okay. I'm just trying to make sure I got the words, sweetheart, that's all. I'm going to go ahead. You sound sexy because D.E. said, the reason why I said fuck you, D.E. is because he said, watch Red say that she's sexy or she's fucking. He knows me. He's been on the show for a while. You sound good, but I got to see what you look like. So anyway, go ahead.
Well, you've been poking me on Facebook, so I thought you already knew.
You know something, baby? Hey, look, I've been poking you. You're right, baby. But you know how many people I get poking my ass every day on this motherfucker? I get a lot of people, baby. But you know something? Since you're on my poke list, I'm going to have to go check it out.
Yeah,
okay, so ladies.
Hey, Red, however many people poke your ass is your business entirely.
Hey, man,
so
you
ladies,
know,
you're cool with me.
The thing is that they say that Red only chooses beautiful women to come on his show. He's been accused of that. So,
that's why. I don't know that shit. Look, I done had some dogs. I ain't gonna say who they are. I done had some dogs on the show, too. Now, that's not true. Okay? And when I say dogs, I don't mean, you know. But if you're on the show, then you'll be fine. That's all I got to say. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So. we thank you, ladies, for coming on because the three scheduled poets and Nika Michelle, she's been on here a couple of times. I don't know what's going on. She may have forgotten. I sent them the reminders because I always try to do that. And the three people that were supposed to be here, maybe they got so busy that they couldn't make it, or they got so scared that they couldn't be here. Because sometimes we scare people away. And it happens because they don't know. I don't give questions, so if you're going to come on the show to do an interview, we don't put out pre-questions. The purpose of that is we want you to shoot from the hip and bring it out from where you are. So we don't do that. So I want you to be who you are when you come on the show. If you're brown sexy chocolate or chocolate or brown sugar or sugar brown, we want you to be sugar brown when you come on and shit. You know what I'm saying? I know who you are, baby, because you are fine. I want you to know that. Especially that last picture you sent, that last one you put on the other day. Yeah, I was clicking on that. Anyway, go ahead. All right. So we got some more people here. Let me see who this unknown person is. Maybe this is that girl that was talking shit. Maybe she don't want us to know her phone number. Let me see. State your name and where you calling from.
Yes, it is DV, and I'm calling from Houston. I've switched phones.
Oh, fucking DV. All your shit drops. Okay.
All
right, man. We got your ass back. Okay, so this is what we're going to do. Now, Cotton, you said you have some subject. Let's go ahead and get into that.
I'm sorry, the subject?
Yeah, the subject. Let's do that.
Okay, so my subject is I want to know, wait, are these ladies are they over 21?
I hope they are. They on this show listening to me cussing.
I want to know, what is the excitement with the tip of the head?
Excitement with the tip of the head? Is that what you said?
The tip of the head, yes.
You got them baffled. They don't
want to
say shit.
I mean, are you posing a question to us? As in, what, the men?
No, it's a question for all of us to figure out.
I can't answer that shit about the tip of the fucking head.
You guys have to answer that.
Oh, you want us to answer the tip of the head question? Okay, Davey, you go first, since you the motherfucker that always got the scientific answer and shit.
I like how you just throw me out there. Look, man.
Hey,
my philosophy has always been like this. It's, you know, whenever, you know, back in the day, they used spears to kill things, right? But the spear was the only thing they did to damage. The shaft, you know, the shaft, no matter how long it wasn't doing no real damage. So, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's like a dude with a small dick and big balls. I mean, it's just not, you can't feel it if it's not, you know. But, I mean, the thing is, it is what it is. You know, you got nerve endings in at the tip of your head. So, I mean, it's just like, you know, your G-spot. It's a bundle of nerves. Even around your anus, there's a bundle of nerves that makes it extremely sensitive. So, I mean, from a scientific standpoint, it's going to be the most sensitive part of our anatomy.
Well, let me put this in there, okay? And I'm gonna let the women even get an experience on this. Your clit is just a baby dick. It's just a dick that's not developed. So in that end, you know how it feels when you're. I'm serious. That's a determination of that. And we're just being honest with the scientific fucking answer. But the thing is this: how do you feel when your shit is stimulated? It's the same thing when men's fucking head is stimulated. It's just bigger because it's a dick. It's not a clit. So you know it's the same thing.
So, but you also, so is it something you prefer or not? You prefer it be touched or not?
Yeah, I want that shit touched. I want the motherfucker lick. As soon as I know, because that's when it gets sensitive. Just like when your clit gets sensitive, when a motherfucker licks it and he makes you come from a clitoral orgasm. What happens? Your shit, you don't want to be touched at that moment no more.
But
because
it's like this.
Sensitive.
It's just like, okay, if a man is eating you out and he's only doing the clit, it overstimulates the clit to the point where either you're going to come real fast or it's going to be dead to the point you're like, man, if this fool don't stop just licking on my clit, I'm going to punch him in his eyeball. So it's just kind of one of those things. I mean, you be one. If you overdo it, once you overdo it, it's done. The man is, you know, either the man is going to come really quickly, you know, because it's the most sensitive part, or once he gets past that sensitivity, he's not going to come at all, or it may take a while. So you have to pick and choose your battles. You know, if you want this man to last, leave his head alone. Play with his shaft. Play with his balls. Who cares? You know, but if you want it over and done with, you go straight for the head.
Well, you know, that is murder and shit. That is murder to the third fucking fifth degree and shit. But sometimes the fucking balls the fucking motherfucker up. You know, I'm just saying, it just depends on the guy. I mean, a lot of dudes, but I'm going to tell you, in general, the head is a place that you do not want to stay if you want to ride that motherfucker for a while, like Cotton like to do. You know, unless you want to get rid of that motherfucking shit, if you want to get rid of it, and I'm putting a lot of emphasis in cussing, I know, I'm sorry. If you want to get rid of him real quickly and put him in bed, then fuck with his head. And you will get rid of his ass. Just
we
like that.
He put Cotton out there, didn't he?
I'm sorry, baby, I did. You want something that I do? I eat pussy. Y'all talk about me eating pussy all the goddamn time. I'm out there all the time, so what's the difference? I mean, you said it yourself on the show, you like riding. Who don't like it? What women out there don't like to ride? Raise your hand, goddamn it. Who don't like to ride?
Oh,
chat room, tell me. I want to know how many women out there would like to ride. Anybody that's listening, the number is 247-215-8539. Is riding your thing? Riding cowboy, call in. Let me hear if that's your thing.
Man, you got to open up some of the lines. Let them speak. You know, I need to hear what they
I'm trying. And we got some lines. There's a couple that are still called. I'm gonna see if they want to speak. I'm gonna start with the 310 area code. Maybe they have something to say now. State your name and where you're calling from.
This is Words of a Diva.
Do you have anything to say on the subject matter?
I'm a writer.
You're a writer?
I guess that was your name.
That is good. So what do you write, sweetheart?
No, I like to write dick.
No, she's a writer.
Oh, right.
Oh, you're a writer. Okay, so you like ride. What's the thing that stimulates you the most when you ride?
When the dick hits the little tip of my clit, I'm riding it. You know, the little sensation that it gives.
Okay.
Wait, this is really turned into an X-rated show. Listen
to
how she's talking.
Like, I need to cover my ears.
Look, listen. Since we has this show never been X-rated, okay? I mean, it's always like this. You know, it's always like
this.
I need
to
get dirty. I need a Q-tip.
Yeah. Right. I need a shower.
Well, damn, God, I'm sitting there too. Shit, okay. Well, look, okay. We got an 816. You know, we got some home people calling in. I want to see if they got something to say. So hopefully, don't hang up. Just if you got a question, the subject matter is, do you like to ride? And we talking about riding dick. State your name where you calling. Well, we know you where you calling from. What's up? You got anything you want to say? If you don't, please don't hang up.
Hello, me?
Oh, yes, you. You 816,
oh,
right?
Yes.
Who is this? I know this voice. Who is this?
You don't know this voice.
I don't. How you know I don't?
I'm not sure.
Okay, baby. Well, do you have a question or you have a statement or anything you want to say to the subject?
Yes,
riding dick and shit.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Of course I do. I like to be rode.
Oh, you like to be rowed? Oh, you like to be rowed? Wait a minute, hold it, wait a minute. I'm confused. You say you like to be rowed? So does that mean rowed around in the bed, or does that mean like the Humpty, or am I sticking you from the back, or what are you talking about?
That's all of it, since you want to put it
like
that.
Damn, that's KC for you. Let me tell you, we know how to do it in this motherfucker, I'll tell you, okay? All right.
What?
Okay,
right.
So is that it? You just like it all? It don't matter.
I like it all. I like it when I'm on the bottom and he's riding me. I like to be very submissive.
You know something? Hey, that's the first time I heard somebody actually say that the missionary was someone pointed out. That's an intimate position, missionary. So, Todd, what you got to say about that? Come on, Todd. I know you're there. You got something to say on that one?
Okay.
If you drop, yeah, are you ready?
She says
she like the missionary. She likes the dude on top controlling that shit.
Come from
Kansas City. This is Kansas City.
Well,
what do you think about that?
That's cool for, you know, but that's only going to last for just a little while.
Okay, so what's going to last, Cotton? Cotton, tell me what's going to last. Tell me what's going to last for you. You riding on the mother, and I think...
Hey, Red, what we really need to do is open up a few lines and find out who likes to be dominated and who likes to be submissive, because that'll answer all of those questions.
Okay.
I like a little bit of both myself.
What I'm talking about is in the initial. Do you like to be manhandled, or do you like to, you know, do the manhandling? In the initial, you know, we about to get
I like him to be the aggressor initially.
Yeah.
I like him to be a little aggressive initially. And then from there, I can take it.
Okay,
Now,
either they're outside or they're breathing hard, like they're hot, and that's okay. Okay, now, 310, I'm going to bring you back. What do you think about that?
Well, I like both. I'm very aggressive, so, you know, I like.
Is that your dog in the background getting all happy and shit?
Yes, that's my dog.
Okay, all right. Okay, well, so you like it both, huh? Okay. So, ladies, Raven Sky and all that, since we got all the lines open, only one line is not open, and I'm going to see if the 773 number has something to say. Did you want to comment on this subject matter right now?
Well, just like a little variety. Eventually, you get tired of being submissive. You get tired of being dominant. So I like a variety.
You sound like you're a woman that knows what she wants. So what do you like? Really, what you like? Tell me.
I tell you what I would like every now and then is an aggressor that actually knows what they're doing.
And for you, what does that entail? What does that entail for you? Because every woman has to know what they like. What does that entail for you?
I just go by past experience. I'm always the one that have to show you, cool you, lead you. For once.
Oh, damn. You're a traitor. Oh, a traitor. Oh, you're one of them. Okay. You're a traitor and shit. Okay, come on. Talk to me.
What you
want to
know?
You say you tired of motherfuckers. You have to tell them how to do you and shit. Well, when you first meet them, how are they going to know what to do to you? If you had them for a while, they should know some things. They don't know your body. So how you going to get them? Huh?
You have old people just want to get in, do what they got to do, and they're done with it. But that's not.
Because they don't want nothing. They just want a nut.
I like to make it last for a while.
So how many times did it take for you to, how many licks did it take for you to get this motherfucker trained?
It all depends
endless
on how I feel about the person.
Say what, baby? Say it again.
It all depends on how I feel about the person.
Well, see, okay, because he might not make it to round two. Because if he ain't doing you right in the first, the way you sounding, if he don't get this shit right the first time, he fucked up. He ain't going to get no more.
Exactly.
Well, how in the hell are you going to train him?
If he shows potential.
Next.
Next,
he got to come in knowing already. He got to come in already knowing you, though. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, most of the time it's people I've met. If I don't know you, know. I'm not a promiscuous type of person.
I understand that. I'm not saying that, so don't take it like that. What I'm saying is, this. Everybody don't know everybody's body. I mean, you're going to have to let them know some kind of way, unless he's fucking your mind first like he should be before he gets to the body. Y'all should have been in and talked about something and what y'all going to do to get to a point. Now,
right. But
a lot of times that don't happen because sometimes motherfuckers are just on the whim and shit. You know, it just happens. But, I mean, you're going to have to, go ahead.
I'm about to tell you, I'm going towards the past right about now. There's this one person who's talking all this crap about what they can do and how they can do it, and when he got down to it, nothing.
Okay.
Women the same way.
Yeah, because I had some, we talked about this last week on the show about pussy versus good pussy, and people bragging about pussy and how good they fuck and ain't shit when you get them in bed. Okay, it works both ways. You're right.
I never been one to brag. Never. But if you're going to brag, you're going to pique my curiosity. I'm going to want to see, and then that's that.
So do you laugh at the motherfucker and say, God damn it, motherfucker, you ain't shit. You came all quick. You can't hold. What do you do? 1 minute, man. What would you tell him?
No, because she's still alive.
No, right?
Shit.
Okay. Okay.
I ain't going to tell you.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. What you got to say, baby? Go ahead.
Well, there's a way you can tell them to where they won't kill you. I've told a couple of guys before. You just have to be honest and sincere.
Yeah, but if you tell them, like Red said, tell them, like, your dick ain't shit. Guess what? Somebody waking up in the morgue.
I wouldn't say
and
that.
I was only exaggerating for the show, man. Come on. I was only exaggerating for the show. But, you know, you got to be able to talk. First of all, you got to have a man that has an open mind to be able to take criticism, because a lot of these motherfuckers out here, and I'm going to speak against men tonight. That's not normal, but I'm going to do that.
Damn. I guess that makes
my
me
thing
problem.
Is this. Well, you know, this is the thing. You know, you got to be able to listen to the woman, because like I said, you got to learn. If there's any substance, just like the lady said, if there's any substance to the relationship that you feel like you want to even go forth in it, then you got to be able to talk about it and be able to take what's there so that you can be able to make it better in the relationship, you know, so that you make the sex better. The only thing you can do, the only way to do that is to be able to talk about what it is you like and what you don't like. So y'all got to work on that. You can't just come into it and be like, okay, this is it, you know. Now, every now and then you might find that motherfucker that's freaky like that. He can do the shit that's right and just get it on point. But still, after a point, you have to talk to him. And men have to be able to accept that the women is telling them. They can't think that you pound the shit and that's it. You know, you got to make love to the woman's mind before you get to the body. And when you do get to the body, back up the shit. That's what she just basically said.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to be able to back up what the hell you said, or if you're going to brag on the shit, or just be able to know what the fuck you're doing. That's why I never brag. I just show. You know, everybody always want to come to me, and they read my books, and they think, oh, can you do all the shit in the book? Yeah. And I just leave it at that. And then we go from
like,
there.
Yeah,
and we find out. Because, I mean, there's a lot of shit in the book. You're not being specific. What are you talking about? So, you know, if I feel like it's worthy to take time out with you, and we're taking time out with each other, then we're going to find out where we want to know. And what we gonna do? So,
I'm gonna be pro man, and men are not mind readers. We can't read the mind of every single woman and what she enjoys and what she doesn't enjoy, especially if she doesn't know it herself. So, I mean, at some point, the only thing that we're going in with is the knowledge of our previous girlfriends or our previous experiences, with the hope that she likes something that they like. You know, and it's
not mind training.
Right, and there's a lot of women. There's a lot of women who have this ultimatum: either you please me or you're out the door. But then they won't tell you what it is that they like. So now you're playing the guessing game. And when you're playing the guessing game, you're not focused. You're not focused on not busting a nut. You focus on, you know, trying to do everything to find out to get some type of emotion from her. And then when she finally gets into it, you're like, okay, this is it. And then it's like over. It's like shit.
And then you don't come, the motherfucker think that you ain't shit because you didn't come, or they feel like, my pussy must not be good because the motherfucker didn't nut. You know, I mean, it's a whole lot of shit
but,
to this, not just.
You know what? Hold on. Most men don't even bother to ask. You don't even bother to ask what it is that she likes.
You know,
and the thing of it is, you think that she just gonna right, you, but you
they know how to listen.
You, but, You go to the strip bars. You're watching the porn.
You know why? Because they don't talk about sex. They just fucking. They don't have to talk about anything.
But when you're with a woman that you claim you care about and you want to be with, then why wouldn't you talk about that?
Because the thing is, we are automatically expected not to talk about certain things. We're expected to do them. So it's not an issue if we don't.
You can't know if you're doing it right if you don't ask.
But see, the expectation is to perform. If she doesn't want to tell us what to do, then we have to perform regardless.
Yeah,
okay, let me stop y'all right quick. Okay. I understand both sides of this coin that y'all are throwing out here. But the thing is sometimes when a man tries to get sensitive like that with a woman, they be like, "What the fuck is this motherfucker about? Why is he doing this shit?" I've been in situations like that where women think that you're too sensitive. They just want to fuck or whatever they want to do. Now, if they do like you, I understand that, you know, you should be trying to find out more. And I would want to, if we're both into each other, to try to find out, you know, what we can do to help each other get what they need to get. Because it's about the journey to me anyway. It ain't about the end result. But you got a lot of people, the end result is all they want. So
right.
When do you talk?
But you should know the woman that you use. First of all, everybody's got
that. No, you just let them motherfucker
know you're working. Exactly.
We're speaking in hypotheticals.
If you're picking up on her vibe the way that you think you are, because you can tell a hoe, you can tell the woman who's drunk, you can tell the woman that just wants you to do her, and you can tell the woman that's looking for more from you.
But
okay,
girl,
what about
again,
we have been out there, all of us, me, you, Red, and most of the people on the line. We've been out there long enough to know the do's and don'ts. And understanding what to do and what not to do. Some of us are still making mistakes. Hell, all of us
right.
are still making some type of mistake. But we
right.
have to take this back to the people who are just starting. And these are not the things they're doing. They're not communicating. They're not talking. They're not doing anything.
Exactly.
And
so,
it's also
that's
up to the woman.
That's
it's up to the woman to ask the man what he likes as well. Because I could suck a guy's dick and I could suck the next
okay,
guy
I love
the
you.
Same way, but he might
not. I love her too. And she's been 816. I got to find out who the fuck this is. Anyway, go ahead.
It don't matter. Just keep talking.
Yeah, so.
Go ahead, baby. Go ahead and finish your statement. I'm sorry, because I got to say something that's going to be off the subject after you say this. So go ahead.
Oh, that's pretty much what I have to say. Some guys like
well,
it.
Well, say
different
it again.
Like some women.
Okay, say that whole thing about sucking dick again. Just say sucking
oh,
dick the way you said it. Say that shit again.
Okay, same way if you're riding or if
okay,
you're on the
same,
bottom.
Oh, damn, boy, this shit sounds so good. I wish I knew who you were. Anyway, check this out. Your girl Erica is back at it again, Cotton. She
oh,
said no offense intended or taken, but she chose to respond to me via this forum rather than message inbox. So her choice. I'm just a decent love you for life wife that won't let any man be approached any way. Let me finish. A seductress cares more about her personal flair, her desire to be desired, a faulty security that fades away a man, an audience
wait,
is no longer
wait.
There. And
oh
a
my God,
who
girl.
Knows longing for chemistry, a strokes that she craves, a genuine woman's loins pant and quiver for the love of her mate, not date. And that bond keeps him dazed and coming back day after day. See, when you find yourself lusting for men, not your own, you will find yourself romancing all alone. Oh, she's trying to get poetry on you.
I'm talking about horny cats.
All she's doing is making herself look more stupid to me, in my opinion. And the men that are looking at her just like, why
you like
even
her statement, Red? You a hater. You a traitor, Red.
Traitor.
You like the statement? You like the statement?
Yes, he did.
I like it. You know why I like it? Because
you like her.
Keep this shit going. No, I don't.
Yeah, you
I
clicked
don't
on her picture. It's like, she's fine. I like her.
Look,
no.
Dee, why you trying
no.
to? Okay, Dee, I like
you.
Okay.
You about to get a word.
I'm trying to keep this shit going. I'm trying to keep this shit going because it's funny to me. But anyway, let's get back on the subject. It's funny. Okay, we were talking about riding. Cotton brought up about riding dicks, and then we got into dick sucking and trying to take care of a man or a man not caring about what he needs to do for a woman. So, I mean, so we all understand that the main thing to this is Communication.
Communication
is the main project to this. So when you first meet somebody, before you let them fuck you, then you should at least have been talking, like the lady said earlier, and I keep saying the lady because I can't remember her name, and I apologize for that. But, I mean, if you're not talking to this person, and that's not saying you're sleeping with somebody, even if you met somebody that night and you first sleep with them, so what, that's your business. I don't judge. But my thing is don't expect a motherfucker to know what you want if you ain't talked to him about it.
That's true. Even while you're fucking, you can communicate. And men like for you to tell them what to do while you're fucking. Men like it. They want to know how to please you.
I know who you are. I know who you are. I'm going to fuck with you when I see you next time.
But no. Like, the thing is, men love... Men love, as quiet as it's kept, men love to be told what to do. Now, not as far as work, but as far as sex, you know.
Yes.
And the reason why is because even as much as it gets you guys hot, it makes us hot too, because it makes us, you know, rather than guess, we have an agenda. You know, it's
well, that's what talking
like
dirty
is
supposed to do.
Right, but that's what I'm saying.
Dirty
that's what
other.
It is. But that's what it
when
is.
When you talk dirty to each other, you can get your point across and you're talking dirty, saying what you
right,
want and what you know, and it won't offend. It'll be fun.
Right.
But when you come to a motherfucker with instructions and shit, niggas, take your dick this way and turn to the left and then talk to them up counterclockwise to an extreme.
Okay, no,
you know, when you start talking like that, instructional, motherfucker
ain't going to be a drill sergeant. You cannot be a drill sergeant. But you can tell him and show him exactly what you like. Let him know that you like what he's doing.
Right, right. So any other ladies in here have any opinions? Because we're getting it from the 816. The Show Me State is bringing it out this evening. So how about all these other women that's on the line? What do you think? Anybody, whoever. And the chat room, we want you to respond as well. You guys got cold over there. What's going on? Anybody? Are we happy with the answers that we have already? Is there something that we're missing? We want to know.
Well,
the number is 347-215-8539. Go ahead, baby.
Yeah, I think that some women have difficulty communicating because they don't know what they want. They've had a continuous stream of men not pleasing them, so they haven't even bothered to explore themselves or be able to say what they want because they don't know.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I agree with you on that. You know why? Because a lot of times women don't explore themselves, so they might masturbate a little bit, but they feel guilty, some of them maybe, about it. I mean, if you really know your body, then you should be able to kind of tell somebody what you want them to do to you.
Right.
And then you got to learn them as well so that you'll be able to, you know, this is, we're talking about relationships that's going to last. We ain't talking about a one-night stand or somebody that's going to fuck for a couple of times and that's it. But even in that, you want to get some kind of enjoyment out of it, just not just get rammed. You know,
right.
You want to be able to, that's why I try to bring, I don't like to brag. I never do, but I like to try to bring what I know. And I want you to tell me what you want. I want you to
Hello?
I don't hear him talking no more. But I still hear somebody.
Just
breathing
hard. Oh,
all right,
hey,
you breathing hard. Somebody outside of you breathing hard. Okay.
They breathing hard as hell. This is kind of that horny show. They tuned in.
Do I need to turn some of these mics off? Cause,
no, you
y'all
need to turn
like
the mood music on so they can finish breathing hard.
Okay, well,
hurry
let me
up.
Let them go
Back
ahead. Okay, who was that breathing hard? Because I don't know which one of y'all it is. It's not 816, is it?
Nope, it's not me.
No, that was
okay.
Sugar. That's Carla. Yeah, that's Sugar.
Okay, all right. Okay, it's gone now. Okay, so, but I think this is a good subject matter. I think it's very good, and, you know, they're moving again. Are y'all masturbating or something? Anyway.
I love the fact that y'all can hear that, because really that's the win, but I like that y'all just went with that if somebody breathing hard.
Okay, so y'all outside with this shit, or what y'all doing out there?
I'm
outside.
You still me out there?
Yeah, it just tells you outside. You breathe hard. You nasty.
Who is that? Who is that? I want to know.
I said, let me put the phone on mute. And as soon as I put it on mute, it went away. I was like, all right, okay. That's good.
Goddamn Cotton, she always started this shit. But, this thing, though, I don't get this woman. And I know you're tired of talking about her and shit, but she's really trying to show that.
Because we
really
were just talking about
this
last week.
Right.
You know,
she's really trying to show
on.
That she has control of security, and to me she doesn't, because she's trying to blame it on you that you need a man. That's why you're doing this. And clearly, let's put this shit out there right now. Clearly, Cotton does not need a man to motherfucking write shit to, because she has plenty.
There are various of handsome men that I could write to and or about. You know, it's stupid that she even come on my page. And one minute, and part of the first part, you're giving me a compliment and telling me how you like the poetry. And then the next one, you're insulting.
Well, I want her to call in. I want you to call in because I gave her the number to call in. We got 49 minutes left, but I would love.
You should have said, told her specifically to call into the show because we want to talk to her.
I did. Okay, let's do this now. Let me do it right now. I'm going to go on right now at this time, and I'm going to say,
because
Erica, please call
you,
the fuck in.
Because you posted on there, that's not going to help you at all, because as soon as I get to the computer, she's going to get blocked. And I'm going to remove her because I'm not going to do the back and forth thing because I don't like insecure women. And it would be different if her husband was flirting with me or I was flirting with him. And then you'd have a reason to feel a little uncomfortable. But ain't none of that going on. And I didn't name him specifically.
Well, I specifically said, Erica, please call into the show. Face Cotton. Face her.
Face me like a woman that you claim to be.
Right.
Cool.
When you heard
so
you on Word Sexy Radio,
she
ain't shit, in other words.
I'm writing that down. I'm like, dear Erica, you are a man. Paraphrasing.
So now you see why we don't script this show. We just let shit happen because that's why it's off the fucking chain, because we just let it go. We don't script it. We don't have pre-done questions. You know, you come on here and you be yourself. So, Raven, what do you think? I know you're still here because I see you. Are you still here, Raven?
Oh, yeah. I'm here. I'm sorry. I had my phone muted.
Did we mess you up?
No. This is actually some good research, if nothing else.
Nobody researching that.
Hey, some dude up in the chat room, I don't know who this motherfucker is, but he wrote it. He likes to be written and shit. Who the fuck wrote that shit? Oh, his name is DV. Okay, all right.
Okay.
I guess I need to put, yeah, I'm going to put it in here. I like the, I'm just going to put it out on the show. I like doing the motherfucking Humpty. Now, if you like the Humpty, you know what I'm talking about. I like that ass backing up on my shit. I love that. I call it the Humpty when it's halfway up. It's not a full dog. It's just a halfway dog, and you're sitting up a little bit. And you're still riding, but I'm just behind you instead of laying down. And that's a ride. That's the Humpty. Okay.
I just want you to know that I've learned the names of new positions since I've been dealing with you, Red. I just want you to know that.
Yeah. I just want you to understand, Red puts his shit in these books.
I haven't been able to practice those yet, but yeah.
DB says you don't like the Humpty. What the fuck's wrong with you, DB? You don't like the Humpty? Oh, man.
That's the way you
explain on national television. The way I explain television.
You don't like it? I got a camera
television.
In my room.
No, man. Well, some dudes. Okay, since you brought that up, let me ask you ladies while we have you here. What do you think about guys who film you and shit having sex with you?
I will film us, but I will not let him film us. I will film us with my own camera. He can watch it from my own camera, but I like it. It's a lot of fun, but I will have to have possession of it at all times.
Yeah.
So it's like your own porn and shit. You your own porno, and you starring in the motherfucker.
Pretty much.
Hey, you have right to see your own likeness. Don't let nobody else get the rights.
You're right about that. So any other ladies, y'all got a comment?
I've never done one.
How do you know that the dude didn't have a hidden camera on you?
Nobody had no hidden camera.
How you know? There's mirrors. There's mirrors. Mirrors and shit.
Let me elaborate. Not saying that I wouldn't, but some things I'm saving for my husband. Never I do get one. Just can't.
I actually videotaped a guy. Me. I had a hidden camera before.
I've been videotaped. I don't mind.
Hey, your boy Andrew is really backing you up, Cotton. He says, I agree with James, plus you were the one who addressed her in this forum. If your man is your man, then you need not make a scene. Now, if you are scared someone will get him, then you act like this. If your man is yours alone, then no words on here will lose him. Cotton writes so your man can take it back to you, not if he's not there in the first place.
Who said that?
Andrew Graham Morton.
Oh, okay.
I'm liking that one.
Yeah, I like that one. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, I'm putting a like on that one. Yeah. Andrew was on point with that one. I'm still trying to get your ass, Erica, with an A. Erica, I ain't going to say her last name. Erica Henry.
Yeah,
I'm seeing your name. You're on Facebook anyway, so won't you come on the show and let's talk about this shit. We got 44 minutes.
Wait. What is her last name?
Henry.
So if her last name is Henry and that's her husband, his last name is Port, not the same as hers, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's your husband, so.
So are y'all married?
Apparently not.
Hey, I'm going to ask that question to her since she said that shit. I'm going to type that shit in. If that's your husband, why y'all ain't got the same last name?
Oh, why? Exactly.
Instigating. Look, I can hear your ass typing. Uh-oh.
She going to go the fuck off with me and tell everybody to boycott all the rest of that little bitch and shit.
I know some people that know her husband, so, or her so-called husband. So, they're going to hear about this, and then she's going to get chewed out again because they know me better than that. Cotton don't want your husband, girl. You ignorant. Why are you on her page with that bull crap?
Okay, look, let me say this real quick, and I'm not just saying it because it's you and all that, but I'm just looking at this motherfucker's picture. I ain't into men, but this motherfucker is not cute.
He's not even cute in person.
I mean, I can feel the motherfucker like Arabic Nay or some shit, or, you know, one of these motherfucking chocolate niggas y'all like and shit, like Aris Alba or some shit. This motherfucker look like goddamn CeeLo and shit.
His name is not Red Snapper, GTA, or DV. So what the hell do I want with him? For real.
Hey, this might be her. It's a 7-8 number. Let me see. 7-8-6 number. Let me see who this is. Call us. State your name where you're calling from.
Hello?
786 area code. State your name and where you're calling from.
This is Ski D. I'm pulled out of Miami.
This is who?
Ski, the young poet out of Miami.
Oh, the young poet. So, what, you have a question or a statement?
Oh, no, I just was showing love to Cotton and the whole team, GPA.
Okay, so then you know what's going on the web with Cotton is going through a feud with somebody's wife.
Oh, yeah,
what's your comment on that? Talk about that for a second. What do you think about that?
My comment on that is I agree with the husband and wife part, like how the husband and wife and all that.
You should say it in a poem. I said you should put your disagreement in a poem form.
let me say this real quick. Another James Johnson. You know James Johnson Cotton?
Yeah, that's GPA.
Well, okay.
No.
My man,
no,
James.
No.
James
Johnson is but somebody else.
I'm saying,
James,
I'm wondering why she is on her husband's Facebook page anyway, laugh out loud. I mean, please, we all know Cotton's soft-spoken poet heart and Erica are so far from the truth, it's poetry, not from you, to go and make a, dude, I don't know what the fuck he's trying to say, to make it about your husband, it says it's a lot about you. I don't know what the fuck, I guess he's trying to be on your side with it, but it's just the way you wrote this shit.
James Johnson is a friend of mine as well. And he and I do business together. So, like I said, people know better than that. This broad is just
Okay. So let's get back to this other young poet that's on here, 786. What were you saying now? You said you thought what now?
No, I said, like, I think it was unprofessional. I know I know Cotton as well from on Facebook and everything, and I think it was unprofessional because one thing, she's just tagging people, showing her work. And for you to say all that just because she tagged him, and she said she don't even know him.
Why is it that men's wives go off and wives get stupid and belligerent and get crazy because she said a few words? Can you explain that?
Listen, let me tell you what it is. Let me tell you. First of all, I was calling. Hold on. Let me get off the speaker. Hold on. First of all, I was calling. First of all, say peace and blessings, Fred. Good to talk to you as always. I wanted to call and tell my partner, literally, hey, you need to leave married men alone. What's wrong with you? You got it. I mean, come on, Cotton. Come on, honey. You can't be doing stuff like that. Now, that was me being funny. Now let me keep it real. Now let me keep it 100% real. There are a huge percentage, I'm going to flip it from my side and come to hers. There's a huge percentage of women who buy my books, who read my poetry, listen to my poetry, who are married, okay? And they find fulfillment in what I say and do, and they take that back to wherever they're at that they may not be getting. So on the reverse side of that, here's Cotton, who speaks about not only the sensual, that's a small portion of it. She speaks about love and relationships. If you read that scenario, if anybody had privy to read that scenario, that is the idealistic way a man would like to come home from work, from outside, to the woman described wearing exactly what she was wearing. There was
okay.
Nothing inappropriate about that whatsoever. But what happened was, Miss Busybody was all on her husband's face. Now, here's what she messed up. She said, she started out saying, all of your other work had been nice and sweet. So obviously she appreciated everything else Cotton had written.
Until it came to her man jacking off to the goddamn shit that he read and she saw it, yeah.
Today, she felt like, and then I don't even have a problem with her being upset. It's just the way she went about it. She came out loud. Anybody knows, as black folks, if you come out loud at us, anyone individually, whatever the case may be, we got to come back out loud. It's just the nature of the game. I mean, and then you pick the wrong person. Number one.
Yeah. Really.
I mean, you pick the wrong person. Like people don't have her back, like we don't know her or something like that. You know, it was just she needs something. Then y'all told her, come on, why y'all still? Why you see Red? You a shit starter. I see that now.
How long you been knowing me, man? Come on now, I don't start shit.
We got a couple of years, and listen, it made perfect sense. She wasn't going to do that because it's easy. Here's another thing. It's easy. The thing about these social networks is it makes everybody real courageous. Everybody's real tough on a status or on an inbox or whatever the case may be, and then they can go run back in their little hole or whatever. She couldn't back up anything that she was saying on the... She had no substance behind it.
But she will see me again because I know who her husband is. So she will see me. He does shows here in Sacramento. She will bump heads with me again because we will probably do a show together and I will chew her little ass out for coming on my page, being disrespectful to not only me, but to the men that are on my page. How are you calling people horny perverts? Some of those men on that I tagged are married as well.
What does horny pervert come into this in this whole thing is what I'm trying to figure out. How does that even fit in this scenario?
It was simply an attempt to demean and belittle Cotton. That's all it was.
It was to
marginalize her work.
Exactly. You hit it right on the head because what it was she tried to demean, but once again, the contradiction was just threw her whole argument out the window. And it was something with her. When she started off, and not to be repetitive, but when she started off with that, all her other work is nice and cute and all that type of stuff, which I thought was, like, insulting. That's me. It's just because it's my partner, which I thought was insulting. She already said, okay, well, you liked everything else, but today,
How about saying, ooh, you know what, girl? That's a great idea. I think I'm going to try that for my husband. Why not say that? But immediately
exactly.
you go in and attack.
Exactly. And that's what I said. When I did it and I put it in the form that I did it, it was so that other men can say, yeah, I like to see my woman come home like that. Or if a woman is reading it, she said, you know what? I think I might do that today. Because
and
I didn't think of it yesterday.
What's wrong with a horny pervert anyway?
Oh,
a horny pervert is not necessarily a bad thing.
But no, like, in the context that she put it in, if you like what she had to say, then you're a horny pervert.
This lady right here that's speaking is from Kansas City. I want you to know that, okay? And she is off the chain. She's off the chain.
Oh, yeah. Dude, all y'all from the area is like something else. I just want to go on record and say that. Y'all are something else.
Well, you know.
You
know,
don't
even
Hold on, she just commented. Can anybody see this? She just commented. The lady did.
Yeah, but I saw that comment. Is there a new comment?
Yeah, I think
okay,
so.
Okay, well, go ahead. You want to read it, DV? GPA?
Not really. You know what? No, not
okay.
Keep on kicking it. Not really. Fuck that.
Do you want me to read it? Because we can let it go. She's putting Martin Luther King and shit all up in this shit. Damn.
Oh,
the fuck.
God.
Actually, I was notified of the post. Didn't have to be on this page to see it. I chose to keep my name. Security is not ignorance. Speaking truth and speaking out for what you stand for reflects integrity. Martin Luther King said, silence is agreement. People create justifications for many actions, but I don't need another female's help. Leave the whispering and all the et cetera to me. I have no qualms about taking charge. Okay,
girl,
we shall
see,
overcome.
Now
we shall,
see.
Hey, we shall overcome this shit.
Oh, wow.
Now, see, if I was on there, I would tell her to get her ass off my page now. I already told her not to comment on my page again. So when she sees me, we're going to have some problems. I'm just letting y'all know ahead of time.
I want y'all to know right now, I am writing the lyrics, We Shall Overcome, We Shall Overcome, so y'all understand. That shit will be on there because I am doing that right as we speak.
That's too funny. That's just ignorance right there. I can't stand insecure women. It irritates me.
My brother's over here rolling. My brother's over here. He's rolling. He said, bro, go get your partner, man. He said, go get your partner, man. She acted out.
Well, okay. Well, we got another number that's silent. We got another silent number here. They chose not to put their number here, so we're going to see if they have something to say. Caller, state your name and where you're calling from. Do you have any comments or? Hello? Hello? You have something to say?
Hey, Red, is that number 773?
I can't see. No, it ain't you. It's another silent numbers. It's all numbers.
Mm.
If you have nothing to say, then I'll turn you off. Okay.
Red,
they have nothing
stop.
To say.
You gotta
hey, man, let me tell y'all something. Y'all know this is Word Sexy Radio. This is a grown folks radio. We do what the fuck we do on this show. And if y'all don't like this shit, then don't fucking listen to it. That's all I'm going to say. Anyway. That's just what we do. This is the show, and you know I ain't trying to offend nobody or nothing, but that's what we do here. This is it. But that's why it's not scripted. That's why we always do what we do. We want you to be yourself when you come on the show. That's how we do it. And the chat room, if y'all got anything that y'all want, please make sure you do it because we got 26 minutes. We want you to tell us if you got any questions for any of the people that's here. I know Raven had to leave. So it's Chocolate Cream. What's her name? Her name ain't Chocolate Cream. It's
Sugar
Sexual
Brown.
Caramel.
Sugar Brown.
I said it on purpose because I want her to say that. I said that shit on purpose. I want her to say I like when she says Sugar Brown. Sugar Brown. So Sugar Brown, what do you think? What do you think about this show? Would you be wanting to do an interview on this show?
I would love to. But, you know, I want to comment. I've been reading through these comments over here, and I think the woman is telling everything. She said she doesn't need help from another woman. So she feels like you have an edge over her in some regards to what's going on between her and her man.
That's true. She didn't say you have help.
Yeah, she said, I don't need another female's help. So, and since she pointed out this particular poem, it hit home for her somewhere.
I think what people need to keep in mind is I'm not asking if they need my help. I don't really care. That's my pain. I can do whatever the hell I want on my pain.
Exactly. Right.
That's like motherfuckers that I hurt and they poke me back. You know, hey, we poking. Fuck it. You know, it's the same shit. You know, just poking.
I would like to take this opportunity to go on record with something right now. I want myself quoted in what I'm about to say. So this just proves what I've been saying all along. When Cotton and I go on the road, it is not me that's causing the trouble. It's not me. It's my partner. She be having me.
Hey, you should see what D.D. wrote on this motherfucker. Damn! I got
whatever. You call it problem too, Mr. GPA.
Martin also said, now he's going to harden this shit. Martin also said that there is nothing more dangerous than secure and ignorance and consciousness, stupidity. Ultimately,
I'll read you
out.
No, let me read it.
Man, read your shit. Read your shit.
She quoted Martin. So I basically said, Martin also said that there is nothing more dangerous than sincere ignorance and conscientious stupidity. Ultimately, the qualms you have should not be with Cotton or poetry. It has to do with you and your relationship. Like everyone else has said, perhaps it would have been wiser to either A, speak with your man, or B, contact Cotton privately. As it is, you have not shown any wisdom pertaining to this situation.
And there is the scientific answer to the question. It is. Okay.
And there it is then.
I'm sorry, I butchered your work there, buddy. I know that's your writing, and you want to make sure that it's done correctly.
Yeah, I know. You're just like, ooja, ooja, chop, chop.
Let me say this. This is how single women are treated when they go to a room or they go to the party and they're the only single person in the room. It's the same thing. Because
so
she knows my status is single.
You could have been
married,
though.
If my status said that I was married, she would have known that I had a man already, and it wouldn't have mattered. She wouldn't have said.
It don't say single, does it? Does it say single on yours?
Yes.
My sister says I'm married to Red Snapper. I'm married to this other guy. So I guess she would think I'm gay. But then you look at the pictures, it's the same motherfucker. So I mean,
that's
incest. Yeah, it is incest with me because I'm doing myself, right? It's called masturbation. That's what it's called. Oh, shit. Anyway, all right. Okay. that was a deep one, the GPA. All right, so we got like 22 minutes left. Is somebody breathing hard again or are they walking outside in the goddamn week?
Kind of wish she was outside, man.
Leave me alone.
Let me tell you why this is really good. Because last night on our show, Poetry's Love Letter, Cotton just put me all out, was telling all my business and all that stuff like that.
Hey, man, I saw the – hey, look, just, I'm going to go on record right now, too. You're probably going to get mad at what I'm here to say. I know you was calling my name out and shit last night, but there was a reason I wasn't there, because that motherfucker is ugly. Anyway, all right.
No.
No, that's not it. I'm wrong for that shit. I'm wrong. No, I'm not. Anyway,
I told GPA, I told Red you was calling him out a couple of times last night. He should have been on the call. The words of the lady was putting it out there.
Essentially, but not losing herself in it. You know what I mean? She has a very conversational type flow with it. So, you know.
Okay. She don't look like CeeLo in a dress to you?
Pardon me?
She don't look like CeeLo in a dress to you? No, I'm just playing. Let me stop, man. Let me get off that woman. I don't even know her. Anyway. All right, so I'm sorry I didn't make the show last night. I'm going to. Say what? I know I'm wrong. I'm wrong. Anyway, look. We got some people that we know that we're going to encounter in this literary game that's not going to like everything we do, and they're not going to like. And to me, it sounded like you struck a nerve with this person. I'm going to leave it alone. You struck a nerve because you did something that she wished you would have done, and it came from you, and she thought you was trying to steal her shit because he probably commented on it. And then she said somebody told her about it, so I guess, you know, she's not really monitoring her man's shit, but whatever.
Somebody told you. See, that's why your girlfriend shouldn't be in your damn business, because they're going to get you shot.
Damn, is it that deep? It ain't that deep, is it?
No, but I'm just saying, that's how people get in trouble. You listening to other people. You supposed to have more faith in your man than that. Somebody else shouldn't be able to tell you nothing about him.
You know, I had that happen to me. I'm going to put me in this so that people can know that it's not about this woman. I had a woman that I was fucking with, I guess, last year about this time. We kind of broke up and shit. But anyway.
So you had to get him a gift, huh?
I gave her a gift and still broke up with her. But anyway, the thing is this. She couldn't handle the fact that I do these radio shows and I write erotica. That she was talking about, I had to go and see who's all really on you. And, you know, I'm trying not to listen to the show because I really care about you. And if I listen to the show, then I know you're just acting like an actor and stuff. But it just bothers me because I don't know these women, they want you. And I'm like, what the fuck's wrong with you? I mean, damn, you knew this shit when you got with me. This is why you got with me, because you saw the shit and you know, you felt like you want to be part of this groupie thing. And we took it a little further. But, you know, that's why I don't try to fuck with people that are fans or anything, because you know, they have these fantasies that they want to do, and they take this to another level that doesn't need to be taken to. It's just weird. It's just really crazy. So you just have to be careful out there when you're out there with these people, and when they read your work, you want them to give you great background and great everything. Somebody back to chewing and shit. Anyway, you want to get good comments from them, but, you know, everybody's not going to like what you do. You know, and then you got these people that hate what you're doing because they're not – you're doing something that's offending them some kind of way, or you know, just like I, my last wife, when I started writing before we got divorced, she thought I was degrading women by writing the books that I write, and she said, "You got daughters. Why are you writing this kind of stuff about women having sex? These are grown women. I'm not writing about women that are underage or nothing like that, or nobody getting raped or anything. And if I was, they were grown women. It was a situation. But the thing is." How is that degrading to my daughters or any woman that I'm writing about two people having consensual sex together in a book? It just tripped me out.
Wow.
So this is the kind of same thing that I'm seeing, and that's one of the reasons why I'm not with that person anymore. But the thing is you have to be careful who you choose who you're going to be with, especially when you're in this kind of game or in the entertainment business, period, because you're going to have groupies, you're going to have people that's going to follow you, that's going to be into the character that you're playing, like the Red Snapper character. Okay, people who know me, they know that this is Red. Red is what I do. But there's another side of me. If you know me, you know that side as well. But the thing is you get it twisted when you try to keep that side on that side too, unless I want it there. Just like the rap game, rappers do the same thing. They play a certain thing when they're out in the street as that rapper, but when they're not the rapper, they're somebody else. It's, you know, it's just like an actor. Like Denzel, is he the person that was in Flight all the time? No, he's played plenty of movies. You still want him. You still want to be with him. And you know he's acting, but that's not Denzel.
Right.
Is this making sense?
So,
Cotton,
you need to keep the Cotton side on your side and stop messing with these married men. What's wrong with you?
Hey, I don't know what to say. But I'm gonna go through here and see if there's any more people that have anything to say here. I have this other 773 number. Who is this other 773 number? Is this?
No. Yeah, listen. Let me tell you who that is, Red. Let me give you some real props. The lady on the line who's at 773, if I'm right, that's my homegirl, Mary Rogers. Now she calls because she digs your show like she digs us. So she just called. call in, listen, what have you, dig the show, and just show you love. So, you know, all the
time.
Well,
I appreciate you, Mary. I would like Mary, if Mary would like to, if she has something to say, I don't know if she does or not, but we're going to see if she has a comment. Mary, speak.
Yeah, that's basically covering everything. As far as the girl, to me, I agree with Cotton, keep your insecurities to a minimum because it causes trouble.
Okay. And this is the lady. This is the lady who was giving us the. This is the lady who was giving us. And I think Mary's been on the show before a couple of times.
Yes,
I like when she comes. And I like how she comes real with it. She always does. And she brings it like it is. And if a motherfucker gonna come to you and he's bragging about how he is, then add some substance to the shit. My advice to you men out there: if you can't fuck, don't say you can. Same thing with the women, because I've had some women who talk all this shit. And if you don't fucking know what you're doing, just don't say nothing. Just find out if we're going to find out. But just don't come out there talking about, I'm going to fuck the shit out of you, I'm going to rock your world, I'm going to do all this, and then you can't fucking bust a grape. I don't even want to hear it. Just don't even come to me with that shit, you know, because I've had some women talking about how much dick they can suck. You can't even put half an inch in their mouth. I don't even want to hear all that. You know, if you can't do this shit, don't brag. I'm just going to be honest with you. Just don't even do it. Say that again. 816, say that again.
I said don't brag, period. My expectations are going to go high when you brag. Matter of fact, no. All the braggers that I met, I already know that braggers mean you can't do anything. So
exactly.
It's a turn off.
And that is true. If you got to brag about your shit, then you got to tell you. You got to convince yourself you can do that shit. You know, that's the way I look at it. My dick's hard. It'll get hard. Oh, yeah, it's hard. It'll get hard. Okay. I'm the kind I like to show you anyway. I don't like to. And when I say make love to your mind, I want everybody to understand. I'm not talking about talking sexual all the time. I'm talking about intellect, things that strive to get this person's interest. And it ain't just about how you're going to rub them or whatever you're going to do to them. It's other things that's there as well that I call making love to your mind. So let's get that straight right now. So I don't want you to think that all I'm going to do is be talking about, oh, baby, what I'm going to do to you, blah, 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 and all this. It ain't all about that. Because the journey, to me, I'm telling you, and I say it all the time, it's about the journey, not the end result. And that's where I come from. Okay, so we got 13 minutes, and Miss, I keep saying her name wrong. I know she's brown sugar, chocolate brown.
Sugar brown,
I know,
man.
I know. Sugar brown.
You're supposed to hear me say it.
I do, sugar brown. I do. So what's up with you? What's up with you, sugar brown?
Wow.
When is your next book coming out?
Maybe we all, the rest of us, need to get off the call.
No, we're not going to do that. We got 15 minutes, and we're going to let Sugar Brown kind of talk a little bit. No, we got 12 minutes. We're going to let her talk a little bit about her substance, her stuff. Now, didn't we just put some pictures on that has everybody all going crazy right now on Facebook?
To me? I don't know.
Yeah, you, baby.
I don't know.
Excuse me? You didn't put nothing on?
I don't know, maybe. I did put something on a while ago, and I think people were coming around.
Right. Don't you spell your name S-E-N, something like that, Sugar Brown?
No, it's S-U-G-A-B-R-O-W-N.
Okay, I'm going to have to look you up. Your voice is, like, hot and shit. Okay, so we're friends. You've been poking me, huh? Okay. All right, we'll get back to you on that. I've been poking you. You haven't poked back, baby? No response back?
I poked back.
You poked back. Okay. I like that. Well, it's the Humpty. Okay, now let's go back to, GBA. Let me go ahead and ask you, since you got some show, what you guys got coming up? Because I saw some things online here. I think some video or something you guys did. Can you kind of go over that a little bit?
The video, since Cotton is being a superstar in California without me, she chose not to take me along. But anyway, I'm not going to dwell on that. I'm not hurt or anything like that. I'm not.
Damn, it ain't like that. Is it like that?
No. She had prior dates. She had prior commitments before she came down. and then I got stuff. Otherwise, I would have. Then I got stuff here. So we'll rendezvous again sometime in December and pick back up where we left off. But the
so
video
is just like that. It's just like a New Year's Eve thing.
Y'all hear that, right? Did everybody hear it? We're going to rendezvous. Did everybody hear it? We're going to rendezvous.
Okay, let me explain rendezvous for those
so
who
you
don't
can't
know.
Take, you can't take that back. You can't take it back.
Look, I'm going to say this, and I don't know if this is true or not, but I'm about to put myself out there. Because people are going to ask you this question, are y'all fucking, and you don't have to answer that. But when you say shit like that, people are going to think y'all doing it. So if you ain't, don't talk like that. Look how quiet it got. Look,
so now
they
can't say
like
nothing.
You can hear a fucking mouth piss on a goddamn piece of cotton now.
Well,
damn.
Like I was saying, in answer to your question, the video is in reference to my...
Go ahead, man. The video is in reference to... He got like new videos and shit. He's talking technical and shit. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, man. Go ahead. Boy,
you have to remember that this is the most electrifying man in poetry. He has a lot of women. He can't be telling people if he's having sexual relations with somebody or not.
I didn't say y'all was fucking, but I just want y'all to understand that sometimes when people say certain things, they get the wrong fucking idea. You know, that
somebody phone about that.
We're gonna rendezvous. You know what I'm saying? It ain't me. I'm just saying the people that's listening because I know how they are. They're gonna be asking questions.
Okay,
they're gonna be all in the chat room. How many times did he stick his dick in you, Cotton? I mean, you know, I ain't gonna answer that shit.
We're gonna meet up in a few weeks and stuff. So anyway.
Come on, man, with the goddamn video. Let's talk about it. Come on.
The video was in reference to my book, The Mind of a Poetic Unsub, was nominated for Book of the Year.
Congratulations. Congratulations. I wish somebody would look at my books. Shit. I'm selling my shit for 99 cents and all the goddamn other authors out there getting mad because they're like, why is people doing this? We can't sell our books for $9.99 now because y'all got 99 cent books out there for Christmas. Well, goddamn, I'm sorry. Your publisher's got that. And since I'm my own publisher, I can do what the fuck I want with my damn books. Okay, now let's go back to it.
Me too. So that was the video, and I just something I felt like doing. I had a new poem that I came up with, and it's kind of a statement of who I am, and I put it to music, and I put it showing off the book, and just a little promo. My book is the only book of poetry that's nominated among all these books of urban fiction and nonfiction and all that type of stuff. So it's like I needed something. I wanted to try something extra to get it going, so that's what I did.
Okay, well, that's good. That's really good. And I'm glad you guys are getting all the support y'all getting and all the love that people are giving you. And then, you know, the hate comes in, too. And we like the hate because at least you know the person is looking at your work, even if they may not like it. So that's the way I had to look at it, too, when I got the damn review that I got that one time when the bitch gave me a fucking 3 and said that I ain't have a safe sex in my books, but that's fine. She read the motherfuckers, so I don't give a damn. You know, she read them, she paid. I got her money. So, you know, she ain't got to like the motherfuckers. But we do want reviews. We do want y'all to do that. And, you know, we understand that everybody's not going to like what you do. It's not meant for everyone. So, you know, if you got a bad comment, we want to hear that, too. So we know what to do to perfect our craft. You know, that's what it's about. And I don't want to thank DV for having the last word on the conversation. Wait a minute. I thought you did. Somebody else just said something. Shit, let me see what the fuck. somebody else can put something on it. I thought you had the last word, DV. I don't know.
We should talk about
it's the girl. She's got it. She said, final words, the Bible says, oh, damn. First it was Martin Luther King and Gandhi, and now she got motherfucking the Bible in this.
You know,
final words, the Bible says, what is wrong will be called right, and what is right will be called wrong. So thank you and goodbye. I don't even get that. That don't even make sense.
You know, she had to go look all of that up so she could.
But that's not a Bible. That's not a Bible verse. I don't know what the hell that is. I mean, just because you write a lot of it don't mean you don't know the Bible.
That's not the actual, you know, what the Bible says, basically. You know, and when it talks about the last days on earth, everything that is right will be wrong. I think that's Revelations. Don't quote me on that, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, all right. All you theologians that's out there, all you theologians that's out there listening, you know, the number is 347-215-8539. We got about 6 minutes. Give us some goddamn philosophy and shit on y'all's intellectual revelation over standards and shit. You know what I'm saying? No. What's wrong with that, man?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I read the Bible, too. Now, I'm a theologian as well. I just don't preach at this moment, but I've done some studying, so.
Hello.
Yes. Say what you got to say, baby. Go ahead.
Let's spend these last few minutes talking about something juicy, good, raunchy.
Well, you bring it up since you're talking about juicy and all that shit, 816. Go ahead on. Bring it.
Oh, you
didn't get ready to
start.
Let's
see.
Well, have mercy on us all. Anything
goes.
That's what I'm saying. How you going to bring up a topic and then not know what you
were talking
about?
I didn't bring up a topic. Well, I could bring up a topic.
Let's talk dirty. Get some juicy. How many minutes did it take for you to come like a goddamn maniac?
For me?
Yeah, you, baby, you. You said you want to talk about something juicy. Here we go.
Infinity. I never counted.
Damn,
but,
that's a good one. So you ain't like the owl and shit. Okay, 1, 2, 3, and that's it. Okay.
Before you guys before you go into your juicy conversation, Red DV and GPA, you guys, December the 17th on Red Show, will be on a panel. A woman will be asking you a number of questions. You will answer those questions, and at the end, she will choose one of you male based on the answers you gave, and one of you will be sending her a book for free. You will not know who this woman is. She does not know who you are. She doesn't know any of you.
All right.
So be ready.
I like losing.
And then I have some questions for you guys, too, so be ready.
We will be ready. This is December 17th, right? Okay. The last show of the year, Word 60's last show of the year. Okay, so, all right, so I want to see what Miss Juicy 816 is talking about real quick. We got about 3 minutes. She says she wanted to hear something sexual, sensual. What we got? I don't know. I mean, you wanted something. Do you want somebody to breathe in your ears or something? If I write this number down.
We got
that real quick. Come on, give us that. I'm going to write this number down. Can I call you? No, I ain't going to call you.
GPA.
No, I ain't going to do that.
Drowned in 548. Where you at?
I'm right here. Hold on.
You only got 3 minutes, brother. You
watch
your
bank.
Relax. Okay.
Hand it to him.
Here we go. Here we go. The pillowcases are made of silk so you will not mess up your hair. Your right leg is connected to my left shoulder. Your left is doing similar to my right. You are wearing nothing but my T-shirt. Your ass is spilling over my palms, and I like it like that. I find myself eye to eye with your life-giving baptismal fountain, and I start counting. 60 licks swiftly. 60 licks slowly. 24 circles, 7 figure 8, 30 brushes upon the protrusion, 12 touches upon the basin's floor, 365 alternating clockwise and counterclockwise swirls until finally I drown in 548 from the book of 24 orgasms, my poem.
Woo! Now that's what I'm talking about.
What do you think, 816? What do you think about that?
I would like to read that over and over again. Where can I find it? It was good.
I blow your mind. .net.
I lost count.
2011 Sexiest Book of the Year. The Book of 24 Orgasms is at blowyourmind.net. You buy your book tonight, I'll send you a CD along with it.
Hey, sounds good to me. Can't beat that. Blowyourmind.net.
I blow
your mind. Is that the same one? Is that the same one I always play on the show and shit?
Yes, it is.
Damn, man.
Yes, it is.
Well, you know, I just want to thank you all for making this show as popular as it is, and I thank those listeners that really, really care about Word 60 Radio and enjoy where we are, how we do this. So, you know, it's really good that we got the support that we do. And a lot of authors like to come on the show, believe it or not, and because they feel like even when they do new books, they feel like they haven't done anything unless they came on We're Sexy when they bring out a new product. So I really feel good about that. And we want to keep it going. And we want to hear from you, the people that listen. You know, so go on, if you're on Facebook, you can go on the group Word Sexy and join that group. We'll bring you in and we'll let you, you know, do what you got to do and say what you got to say. So we appreciate y'all. And I hate when the show gets to an end like this where you got to go. You know what I'm saying?
Happy Thanksgiving
to everybody.
Thanksgiving,
and be safe out there. And we'll make sure y'all come back. Because we want you to come back, and next week's show is going to be off the fucking chain, so just know that. We thank y'all. All right.
Night.
Check it out, baby. If you're going, come on back, baby. You gotta listen to me.